The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Okay, we're back. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Ask a question. As we left the last hour, why do you need an AR-15? 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 David and Carney wants to talk about that. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's up?
Hey, I'm going to tell you why I need an AR-15. Just like people collect stamps, I collect guns. But most of all, I'm into shooting sports.
Right.
And when you go to these matches, that's one of the qualifications or the standards that you have to meet in. And you're either going to shoot an M1, M14, or an AR-15.
Don't they all basically do the same thing? I don't hear anybody calling for the banning of M1s or M14s.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And just yesterday, some lady was on Sean Hannity and why you need a 30-round magazine.
Right.
Well, in competition, you have to have them.
Right.
You just have to.
Right. And you're talking about a very, very highly organized, lots of safety. You're talking about a competition that doesn't take place out on some landfill somewhere, some farm. You're talking about a competition that takes place on the gun range.
Perryville, any of the NRA sanctioned matches.
Right.
All in.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Go ahead.
No. You're very, very eloquent as far as talking about the aspect of using it in a competitive sport.
Correct. Just like people collect stamps, and I'm sure everybody else has hobbies, woodworking. What are you going to do? Take saws away from people eventually if that's going to be people who be cutting people up with saws.
I got you. Yeah, I got you. All right.
It's not going to end, dude. It's really not.
Oh, it's just beginning. You know. So,
we got to stick together. And I don't know where the NRA ain't getting involved in this Hawaii thing right now.
Oh, they are. They've commented on it, and look, the NRA can only do so much. They can influence certain individuals. But look, people in this situation, here's the whole situation, David. Here's the whole situation. Okay.
I'm listening.
Well, I'm trying to craft a sentence here for you to make sense. In a situation like we've just had in Orlando, there are so many elements in play. All right, there's a lot of death and destruction. I understand that. There's the social aspect of the folks who are both Hispanic and LGBT. They're all Americans. All right, they're all Americans. I don't care what your label is. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, green, LGBT. I don't care. You're an American. You have inalienable rights. Okay? But our government wants to separate us into these little groups, okay, and give us special interest and special influence and special treatment within the halls of government. Okay, rather than just saying we're all Americans, we want to protect Americans from people who are bent on killing us But we can't seem to get through that in this administration, through that filter, through that prism that they are using to allegedly protect us. Oh, we can't say Islamic terrorists. We can't say jihad. We can't define. We can't define the problem. It's the guns' fault.
Right. I was going to say, see how they turn it from terrorism to the gun problem?
Of course, because they want something to stand on, because they're standing on nothing. All right, David. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Got to go. There you go. Mike on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
The reason that we all need an AR-15 or something similar is because of the Second Amendment, and the reasoning for the Second Amendment was for us to protect ourselves against an oppressive regime.
Correct.
This one is becoming.
Correct.
People say, Bloomberg said you don't need more than 10 rounds to kill a deer. Well, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting.
No.
Bonehead.
Correct. Correct, so, Mike. You're absolutely correct.
Here's
one thing I want to say, Mike, though. as a hunter and a gun owner, okay, I started down this path the other day, and I might raise some hackles here. There are people who are in the Second Amendment activist community here in Maryland who think that hunters don't care about the Second Amendment because, you know, we don't shout it, we don't scream it, we don't go on social media and post it. So they call us FUDs. How do you like that little moniker? I'm a FUD, as in Elmer. Okay. So how in God's green earth can you start a conversation with somebody who believes that you don't believe in your Second Amendment rights like they do because they belong to a particular organization and you don't? I hunt. I'm a firearms owner. How do you know what I have in my gun safe? How do you know what I believe in my heart? You're just a FUD because you don't march with us and you don't post online and that type of thing. What do you think about that? Can we fix that? Can we fix that?
Well, that's more and more people see they had the sit-in or whatever that was in Congress.
Yeah.
The gun owners of the United States are strong, many in number, and we really need to
work together.
Our own demonstration.
Well, of course. But the question is, when there's rancor between people who are firearms owners because you don't talk loud enough, or you don't stand up, or you don't go to a rally, or you don't come to a meeting, or you don't belong to this or that. Okay, how do you know that I don't know the Constitution better than you do? How do you know that what I do behind the scenes is more influential than what you do on social media? How do I know you even vote? You know, I'm tossing this out there because it's all part of the same argument. So,
right. Anyway,
does anybody want to step up and tell us what an AR-15 is? Explain to our listeners. They hear this term bandied about in this political climate. Does anybody want to step up and explain what it is?
The 223 caliber semi-automatic rifle.
Okay. All right, buddy. Mike, I appreciate that. We will talk to you later, and thanks for weighing in.
All right.
See ya. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Why do you need an AR-15? That's an article that is in the Shooting Wire, and I'm not going to do the whole thing, okay? The refrain being heard in response to the outrage in Orlando is, why do you need assault weapons? Our response is too quickly a technical one. Part of that is due to the fact there are 100 million gun owners in the United States, according to big media, no friend to the Bill of Rights, and a good many of us expect people to know the deal. There was a pushback early in the gun salesman of the decades regime, renaming the piece as modern sporting rifle. While more accurate than the silly term coined by the Violence Policy Center's gun prohibitionist Josh Sugarman in the Some in the Community felt it was much more marketing by our side than theirs. Okay? So, in other words, Mr. Sugarman came up with this assault rifle term. Okay? We call them MSRs, modern sporting rifles. Okay? And they're the same thing. So let's say this. According to the NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Violence Policy Center considers the assault weapon term to be more than ambiguous. I just figured it was a way to continue widening the gun ban tent by making any gun considered dangerous illegal. Mr. Sugarman, and you can Google this guy, Josh Sugarman with two N's on the end, own statement tells this tale. The public confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is presumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. That's the goal. Marketing, advertising. More in a minute. Suck John in Baltimore. Good morning, John.
Morning, sir.
What's up?
It's on your AR-15.
Huh?
On the AR-15. The Constitution says that I can buy whatever I want to bear any kind of arms I want. I don't
right.
have to justify to these buckheads in the Senate.
Well, no, you don't.
Why I need a 30-round clip or why I need an AR-15.
Yeah, it's not a reason, not a question of why, is it?
No, it isn't. And you know what? If your senators and congressmen aren't doing what you want, impeach their asses.
Well, you don't have to impeach them. Just don't vote them back in.
Why wait around? Get rid of them.
Well, good point. You could.
They don't want to do their job. Somebody else will.
Okay. Got any ideas who? Who's going to fill Barbara Mikulski's seat? Do you know who's running?
No, I don't. I don't live in Baltimore.
You live in Maryland, right?
No, I live in Pennsylvania. I work in Maryland.
Ah, all right. I got you. Well, I will bet you a dollar to a donut that a lot of our listeners have no idea that Barbara Mikulski is retired and that she's not seeking another term, and there are two people running for her term, for her seat in Congress. And they are a Democrat and a Republican, and I'm just wondering how many of our listeners can name them. And how they stand on these issues. Can anybody do that for me?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah, it's a good question because you better figure it out.
I don't. Like I said, I don't live in Maryland.
Do you vote, John? Are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, you're in Pennsylvania, my former home state. But yeah, okay. All right, buddy.
I have a concealed carry permit and everything. We don't deal with that stuff up in Pennsylvania. We're getting ready to get rid of Wolf. Watch.
Yeah, I know. All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right, let's see. Let's answer one more question, and then... All right, we got Paul here in Baltimore, and then we'll talk to Rob in Middle River after the break, Rob, so hang on. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Your question, I guess, about the AR-15, I guess, what the name stands for.
Mm-hmm.
I guess back in the day, the government contract, Armalite, gun manufacturer, it was actually their design.
Right.
AR stands for Armalite.
Right.
15, it was the Model 15.
Right. Exactly. So
that's where the name came from. I think they really need to kind of get away from it. Just because everyone associates the AR with assault rifles.
Well, who's going to do that if they keep bringing this up and bringing this up and bringing this up? AR-15 is easy to say, easy to remember, and you know, an AR-15 was not used in the Orlando killings. Okay, it was a SIG. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It is a style. That is what they're saying. Military weapon of war, assault rifle, all these terms that have been used by the other side to demonize a piece of equipment, a firearm, a piece of equipment. Okay? All right. I appreciate the feedback there, Paul.
Yep.
You got it. All right. Hang on, Rob. We'll get right back to you just in just a minute. But right now, folks, I got to tell you about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you want to tune out on all this gun talk, you're welcome to. And if you want to just go fishing and crabbing, you're welcome to do that too. You need a break from all of it. You really do. I have to bring it up because it's topical, of course, and I have to get the information, correct information out there to our listeners. But Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need for fishing, including live bait, rods and reels, all the terminal tackle, you know, the stuff you have to tie on the end of your line to bring a fish in, like the hooks and the weights and the swivels and all that stuff. They also have all the lures for every type of fishing, lures, plugs, whatever you want to call them, plastic baits, hard baits, crank baits, spinner baits, any kind of baits, they've got them right there at Clyde Sports Shop. And for crabbing, traps, pots, baskets, bait, trot lines, rings, anything at all you need for crabbing. They even have the seasoning in the steaming pots. So why not head to Clyde Sports Shop? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. They also have a 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474. 410-247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Line-X premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Line-X Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Line-X, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This is Les Kinsolving inviting you to join me for Uninhibited Radio, where we leave no sacred cow unmilked. Sunday nights from 10 to 1 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box.
It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Robin, Middle River, thanks for holding on, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir. How are you today?
I'm all right. What's up?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying topic of discussion. Even though I'm not a sportsman, I really enjoy listening to your show.
Thanks.
Anyhow, you actually stole my thunder when you were talking about dummy, uninformed voters. I'm going to cut to the chase. The reason I believe we've gotten to this difficult situation about gun grabbing is because the American voter is so terribly uninformed. I mean, totally spaced out.
Actually, Rob, let me just drop this in on that part of that conversation.
Sure.
They are marketed by the other side, and that is an effective message. They may not be as uninformed as you think. They are misinformed.
Okay. Let me add this on. When you made that statement about Ms. Mikulski,
yes,
people, you know, are unaware of it.
Right.
Well, here's one that's a real kicker. And without sounding like I'm going on a soapbox, I just want to make this one statement and one other specifically to the AR bit. So here you go. I'll bet you that there are thousands of Marylanders who are unaware that Ben Cardin, Maryland's own dictator, will have been in office 52 years the next time he's up for re-election, and knuckleheads will vote for him because they haven't taken the time to learn about any other candidate.
Who's the most powerful man in Maryland politics?
I really think it's Ben. I really do.
That may be on the national scale. Who's the most powerful man in Maryland politics?
I would say the governor.
Incorrect.
No. Okay.
He's the titular head. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes, he does hold a great position of power. But the Republicans are not in the majority in the General Assembly where the laws are made.
Oh, I know who you mean.
The Democrats are in the majority.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is the most powerful man in Maryland politics?
Looking at it that way, I'd say it's a tie between Miller and Bush.
All right, well, there's one a little bit more powerful, and that's Mike Miller.
That's what I said, a tie between Miller and
Mike,
Bush.
Well, Mike Miller.
Oh, Mike Miller, okay.
Mike Miller is the most powerful man in Maryland politics, and Mike Miller has been in charge for 40 years. 40 years. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Bush has come out in the wake of Orlando and said, we're going to revisit all those gun laws last year. You know, we did have a law, and nobody, very few people paid attention to it, that said, if you're on the no-fly list, you can't get a gun. That was already floated in Maryland. It was defeated. There were a couple other laws, too, including making your muzzleloader, your single-shot muzzle-loading firearm, a regulated firearm.
Mm.
And any antique arm, regulated. Yeah, welcome to Maryland politics.
Yeah.
And people don't know because they have been misinformed and marketed to think that an AR-15 is a horrible, oh my God, it's a weapon of mass destruction. It's a machine gun. It can kill thousands of people. One of the congressmen said that the weapon used by the shooter could fire 700 rounds a minute.
Mm.
700 rounds a minute. A machine gun can't fire 700 rounds a minute, or maybe get close to that. But that's not what he was using. You got to understand that. And people don't understand, and they've been misinformed.
Yeah. Well, this dude ain't misinformed. Now, one other thing, and I'll hang up, and I appreciate the patience you're giving me to give me my spiel, but I got to say this. Another reason why people should have their, what is it, the AR-15?
Yeah.
I believe there's always going to be evil in this world. It will never go away. There will always be, not necessarily incompetent people, but criminal people who will have firearms. As long as they have firearms, I believe we need, the general public need, not only a firearm equivalent to what the bad guy has, but we need a stronger firearm. That's my take on it, right or wrong.
That's why I advocate a 12-gauge shotgun and buckshot. Somebody comes into your home, you can clear the hallway. You may have to put new carpet down. You may have to spackle and paint, But I'm with you. The reason the AR-15 is popular, the reason that the modern sporting rifle, the reason that a semi-automatic, lightweight rifle that requires a trigger pull to fire a round is very nice to use for personal protection is because anybody can handle it. Usually the stock is adaptable to anybody with long arms or short arms. The recoil isn't much. It's a small caliber. It's a .223 or 5.56 military if you want to go that route, millimeters. So it's easy to handle. It's easy to maneuver. It's lightweight. And that's why it's a popular firearm, because so many people can adapt to it and handle it. All right, got to go.
Okay, I could handle it too.
I assume you can. Do you have one?
No, but now I'm going to write it down. What do I need to get? A 12?
I was talking about the reason for the AR-15.
Oh, the AR-15.
The AR-15 isn't a very powerful round. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I'm unaware.
Okay, well, the AR-15, the .223 round, is or 5.56, is only a little bit bigger than a .22 caliber, Plinken gun. Okay, diameter-wise. A solid bullet that's used by the military was not used necessarily to kill people. Okay, it's an accurate firearm, but it was used to get people off the battlefield. It was developed to wound people. You shoot somebody with an AR-15, you poke a hole in their leg, you poke a hole in their rib cage, you don't kill them, they're hurt. And it takes two other soldiers to carry the third guy off the battlefield. It's meant to take people off the battlefield. At close range, it can be extremely effective. In a nightclub, it can kill people in a flash. I mean, it's not that it can't kill, but on the battlefield, it was developed to be able to take more people off the battlefield and occupy others, taking the wounded off the battlefield. Got it?
Got it, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks. There he goes, Rob. Let's talk to Vic in Hamden. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Good morning, Alan. You may recall, actually, you were talking about 12-gauge. I won a one-shot 12-gauge at the event.
Yeah.
For the hunting club.
I do remember, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But recently I thought, well, maybe I ought to supplement it with, I would use the gun for home protection. I've never owned a firearm before.
Right, right.
You were talking about fathers, and my father was kind of anti-gun.
Sure.
This was weird because he went through World War II.
And that may be why. That may be why.
But at any rate, the buzzword, and I heard it in that Hawaii piece, you'll hear Hillary Clinton, the buzzword, the anti-gun people use is, we want common sense safety legislation.
Uh-huh.
Well, I recently went down there following my uneducated common sense. I thought, well, maybe I ought to buy just a simple 5-shot revolver, something that is not too complicated for home protection. Went down there. I thought, well, I know they're going to do background check. I know I'm not going to walk out of the store with it.
Right.
And I went down there, and I'm not going to say where, but, and they said, well, now wait a second. Are you retired police? No. Are you retired military or former military? No, I'm afraid I'm not. Well, you know, you have to go to the state police website and apply for a license to purchase.
Right.
A gun. Now, you know all this because I know you actually sold them.
I did.
But the point is, to the average layman, I mean, common sense would tell you if you want to buy a simple firearm for home protection, yeah, sure, let them do a background check, but you ought to be able to do it. So now I got to find out what 19 hoops I got to jump through.
And that was
a Maryland State Police website address, which I have not gone to yet.
Right. Well,
but
that's
some of this.
That's why these rules, these laws, were passed in Maryland to make it more difficult for the average person to buy a firearm.
Exactly.
It is exactly why. It's like signing up for the Affordable Health Care Act.
There's a
lot of hoops to jump through.
Yeah, hey, you can get me started on that. I just got on Medicare this past year. You should see the questionnaire that fill out.
Yep, exactly.
You know, so, so all I'm trying to say, their byword is common sense. We want common sense,
right.
Safety legislation, and some of this legislation, to me, defies common sense.
You're exactly right.
That's the only point I want
exactly.
To
well, it's politics. Politics is never meant to be sensible.
So at any rate, I need to, I guess, go and see what process. Maybe I talk to your friends at Clive's.
And no, they are very informed, and they can walk you right through it.
You know,
absolutely.
For somebody who doesn't, who's very new to the process. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad grew up on a farm in Richmond. His brothers hunted.
Sure.
They even practiced taxidermy
for
a while. And his brother was a Marine sharpshooter,
And he was anti-gun, huh?
But this is what I couldn't understand. Dad was in the Army Air Corps, right? He was a bombardier, navigator.
Yep.
His war was 5 miles in the air.
Yep. Well, I had an uncle who was a bombardier.
I don't know where, but it was honestly, So at any rate, he never had a firearm in the house, but I think we live in different times now. Anyway, and I was very thankful to win that thing, one-shot shotgun. And you're right, it's better than nothing. So, Alan, have a good week. And
you do the same, Vic.
Throw my little piece in there.
I appreciate that. And, folks, you got to remember that our independence was not won with a handshake and a slap on the back.
Well, that's exactly right.
There was a lot of blood.
And
there was a lot of blood shed on both sides.
And they could raise a militia because there were people who owned their own firearms.
Correct.
And could bring them. I mean,
Yep, you heard the Battle of New Orleans. We used our squirrel rifles.
Exactly. They're out there with their squirrel guns.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. All right. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Vic.
Bye-bye, Alan.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about our friends at Papa John's Farm. You know, you can get your corn, you get your tomatoes, you get your watermelons for the 4th of July right there at Papa John's Farm Produce Barn. Summer is the time for picnics, 4th coming up. Family get-togethers, camping trips, summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold. Juicy watermelons. I don't know that I've had watermelon this year. I don't think I have. Anyway, the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they like to steam their crabs. Now, they don't sell crabs there, but when they're having a family dinner, they get a little break from, you know, from the business, they get crabs, and they like to steam them with corn on the cob. Can you imagine? You put the crab spice in there on the crabs, and then you put the corn on top, and you sprinkle a little crab seasoning on there. You steam it all together. Oh, my good gravy. That's some butter. Hot corn, crab spice. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, just head to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to go. There's squash, there's zucchini, there's peppers, there's onions, green beans, cucumbers, all the summer vegetables and fruit that you need. Mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet, sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97, exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410-969-8810. Now listen, you got a family reunion coming up, you got a party, you got a get together, you need some corn, you might want to call ahead of time. Papa John's Farm, open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number, 410-969-8810. Your church is having a picnic? 969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we're back. Let's see. Who was first here? Lance and then, no, Arthur and then Lance. Hang on, guys. Arthur, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
on this issue of whether I need an AR-15.
Yeah.
Or any other legal weapon for that matter.
Right.
Well, I'm going to disagree with the premise of your question.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't tell me what it is that I need. I don't want any legislator or pundit or journalist telling me what I'm going to make the decision for what it is that I need. Only the Supreme Court can judge in my constitutionally granted rights.
Arthur, why do you need a four-wheel drive? Why do you need a $350,000 house? There's plenty of houses in the city that are vacant. You could buy for a song. Why do you need a house on the water? Why do you need a boat?
Yeah, I'm gonna determine what it is that I need. I'm not gonna let these ridiculous this class of clowns here to do this.
Hey, guess what? They already did.
Well, I know.
Under Governor O'Malley, they've determined that they're going to make it nearly impossible for you to buy a modern sporting rifle or a handgun without jumping through 15 hoops.
Yeah, I know. They're working on it. What they haven't done, they're going to keep pushing through.
Yep. And now we are in ultimate marketing mode by the media and by the politicians. AR-15s, assault weapons, weapons of war, deadly firearms. You got it. I agree with you, Arthur. Why tell me what I need?
I refuse to accept the idea of it.
Well, if that's the title of the article that I was starting to read, why do you need an AR-15? And I quoted a few things from it. You know, there's... It's not much of an article, but, you know, it's out there. So, all right. That was a good question. Thanks, Arthur.
All right.
See ya. There you go. Lance, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm a soldier. Actually, I'm on my way to drill right now. I'm first sergeant over there. But we talked about the AR-15 and why I need one.
Right.
Actually, I taught my kids to hunt with my little Bushmaster 223.
Yeah.
Because they were small frames.
Yep.
I could adjust the buttstock.
Yep.
Small caliber.
Yep.
I could make the firearm fit the shooter.
Yep.
Which you can't do with most other firearms.
Correct.
Either by especially, you know, a built, you know.
Right.
Small frame for a small shooter.
Yep.
Which really don't make kids' egos feel great.
Hey.
Or you adjust the 223 to fit them. So that's what we did.
Exactly.
And it worked really good. In fact, when I moved into a 30-30, then they got mad at me because it's a bit heavier.
This is heavy, Daddy. Yeah, exactly. Here, son, take this 30-06. Take this Remington 760 30-06 and go out there and shoot it in. You know?
Here's a 30. Yeah, go ahead and creep up on that scope.
Yeah. Exactly. You're absolutely right, Lance. Absolutely right.
Yeah, and the politics itself absolutely makes me crazy because you're right. It is a sales pitch that people buy because of their own ignorance. Because it doesn't apply to them, they don't care. And because they don't care, they just use somebody else's opinion and vote.
We stood up for you by protesting the vote in the House of Representatives. We spent 25 hours on the floor sit-in protest to protect you.
I wanted to throw up for gun safety measures. It was unbelievable.
And when we finally got to vote, even though the bill was defeated, we voted to protect you, our constituents. Yeah.
I stood up to the evil NRA.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Oh, my God. Well, let me drop off because I got to head down to a formation. But
all right, Lance.
Definitely wanted to,
hey, Lance, thank you for your service.
You know what? It's been a privilege.
Yeah. I know a lot of you guys feel that way. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Oh my gosh! Well, the first gun my dad bought me when I was about 11 years old. Now think about that. That was 50 years ago. Was a Remington Nylon 66, brand new gun. I guess I was 12. 66 was the year it came out. Nylon 66, greatest thing since pizza. Okay. Here it is. This is a gun that fits you. It has a short stock. And look, you unscrew this little tube in the stock and you pull it out and you load 14 or 15 22 long rifles in there and you slide the tube back in and you turn the thing and you get ready. You pull, take the safety off, you aim it, take the safety off and pull the trigger and you can shoot 15, 14, 15 rounds as fast as you can pull the trigger. Isn't that neat? Yes, Dad, it is neat. I like the gun. It's fun to shoot, but I can't hunt squirrels with it in Pennsylvania because we're not allowed to use a semi-automatic firearm for hunting in Pennsylvania. Oh. Okay. I'll get you another gun. Thanks, Dad. So I got a lever action. A lever action 22 Magnum with a scope on it. Okay. My dad liked that gun, too. The Winchester something. I can't remember. I still own it. My first gun. In today's parlance, could have been considered an assault weapon because every time I pulled the trigger, the gun fired. I didn't have to cock the bolt. I didn't have to work the lever. I didn't have to slide the pump action slide. Okay? I just pulled the trigger, and the gun went off. It was cool. It was very cool. Now, there are firearms out there that you can walk into your firearms dealer today. You can fill out the 4473 and you walk out the door with it. The Ruger Ranch rifle happens to be one of those. You can get a 22. You can get it in 30 caliber. You can get it in 223.556. You know what? That's the same thing that an AR-15 does. It shoots the same bullet the same way. Now, I fortunately purchased mine before the Maryland gun ban, as we'll call it in modern parlance, came into effect. So I bought a Ruger Ranch rifle in 223.556. Shoots either one. And I bought a couple hundred rounds. I bought some hunting ammo. And, I bought two 20-round clips with it. Now, I can only get a 10-round magazine, excuse me, for those of you who are technical, with that. So I own that. And it doesn't have an adjustable stock. And it doesn't have the grill work that a modern sporting rifle has, the, quote, AR-15, Bushmaster, some of the other ones. It doesn't have adjustable stock. It has a solid stock. But guess what? It shoots a 223 or 5.56 bullet with every trigger pull just as quickly, just as effectively as a modern sporting rifle does. And I walked in and walked out with it. At half the price of what MSRs are going for now. Simple. It's not a regulated firearm. Does the exact same thing. It just doesn't look nasty. Doesn't look like a military weapon. It doesn't look mean. It's not cosmetically yucky to a Democrat. It's not an assault rifle. It's not an AR-15. But as long as I keep putting bullets in it, keep pulling the trigger, it's going to do the exact same thing. Harry in Parkville, good morning. How are you, Harry?
Oh, how you doing, Alan?
Good, man.
I just wanted to add one thing to the reason for having an AR-15 is it's a close combat item. When you have a lot of vegetation around you, the army coming at you gets very close to you before you become a fan.
No, that's true. That's true. It's not a sniper rifle, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. It's meant for those people coming through your window at you.
I got it. Are you a veteran, Harry?
63, 65.
Thank you for your service. That was a horrible war, and I'm sure you saw a lot of things that...
Well, I wasn't in Vietnam. I was in Germany.
Ah, okay.
It's a delay action zone, so
yep.
three-day survival rate.
Got it. All right, Harry. Thanks for your service, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go. Mike in Chesapeake Bay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm a disabled vet.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And I've been around guns most of my life. For as soon as I was old enough,
right.
I was living in California. The first handgun I bought was a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum Model 27-2.
Right.
And the first rifle I ever bought was a Winchester 30-30 lever action.
Right. Me too.
I'm a collector of curio and relics, and I've always said I'm going to get an AR-15 one of these days. It was my gun that... But a fantasy gun, but yeah, I'd like to have one for my collection.
Right.
I like target shooting, and I've got all the permits I can get in Maryland, and I still can't carry a gun in Maryland until I got everything.
Yep.
Anyway, as soon as I step foot outside of Maryland, I can't.
Right.
So anyway, I finally got what I call my Martin O'Malley gun. And that's because Martin O'Malley told me, if you don't get your AR-15 this month, you're never going to be able to get one.
And you got one, didn't you?
Thanks, Martin O'Malley. I have my AR-15.
As did thousands of other Marylanders. Exactly
probably,
right.
And I will probably still be saying, I might get one of these days.
Yep.
If I had to, for good old Brother Marty.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. Hey, let me tell you one more time about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you need it for fishing, for crabbing, for hunting, or for personal protection, Clyde's has it. They've got the guns and ammunition. They've got the gunsmith. They've got anything you need to repair your fishing rod, reel, add line to it if you want. They've got all the lures. They've got all the tackle. They've got all the live bait for fishing and crabbing. They've got the crab traps, the trot lines, the baskets. You name it. If you can name it, they've got it at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Check it out.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
All right, we're back. Okay, I think we're at the end of the show. We may have time for a 30-second call, but I doubt it. But let me just say this. This gun debate that rages right now, we talked about how you, as a consumer, as a citizen of the United States, are being marketed by the other side that doesn't want you to own a firearm. We talked about some egregious gun regulations in Hawaii, where you're now put on a FBI list just for owning a firearm. The gun industry, the gun sales in this country are already highly regulated. When you walk into a gun shop or a gun show to buy a firearm, you have to fill out the paperwork, okay? You have to go through a background check. It's called the National Instant Check System. It's the